This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. A report out this year found the number of women-owned businesses has increased at 1.5 times the national average between 1997 and 2014. During that time, Texas saw a 98% growth in women-owned businesses, the second highest in the nation, behind Georgia. Michael Cox of Southern Methodist University's O'Neill Center for Global Markets and Freedom says some of what fueled that growth for women applied to business owners across the board.
If you look at state and local taxes, Texas has no income tax. Overall, we have the 12th lowest taxes in the nation, property taxes and your sales taxes and so on. Putting it all together, we are the 4th lowest cost of living taxes and prices all in the nation.
So we have a lower cost of living, also what, a lower cost of starting a business?
Well, yes, we're a very business-friendly state. Our unemployment rates are low. Dallas-Fort Worth, for example, has the lowest unemployment rate of the 10 biggest metropolitan statistical areas in the country. So you can get a job, you know, you can find employment, and a lot of companies are moving here.
So what, unemployment is low, cost of living is low, so you can find a job, and if you have it within you or have the notion to want to start a business, you're in a position to maybe try to get yourself to the point of being able to start up that business? Is that what you're
saying? About 2 years ago, we did a study on why people are moving to Texas. The 6 things driving migration into Texas and out of other places. The first is your taxes. The second is the state unionized? You know, we want the right to work. They're leaving for states where the cost of living is low. They're looking for states where public schools are good. Most people can't afford to send their kids to private schools, so they look for good public schools. And then they're also looking for a place where the weather is favorable. It doesn't get both hot and cold like Minnesota. People are leaving states like Minnesota because of the weather.
Interestingly enough, a strong majority of women-owned businesses are solo entrepreneurs, the owners, the sole employee.
The good thing about women-owned businesses, one of the good things about them, is if you look at, still in most household settings, it's the woman who takes on the primary responsibility for the raising the kids. This is why you don't see that many women big corporate CEOs, whereas you do see a lot of women choose to be professionals. It's also choose to be business owners. If you look at the graduating classes today of doctors, lawyers, dentists, accountants, and CPAs and so on, what you find out, about 50% of the graduating class is women, up from less than 5% back in the 70s. For things like pharmacy, it's 60%. For vets, it's in the 70s. So women are choosing professional careers, which are predictable, where they know they can be at home with the kids and they won't be called away to go to a foreign city or for a week and can't handle the kids' responsibilities. The same thing's true of a woman business owner. But this is the thing my wife likes is, she has to work hard, but it's flexible, and she's not going to be called off somewhere. It's her business. She controls her hours, and that gives her the freedom to make a good living, but in a way that's, fits the family lifestyle.
Michael Cox, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.